Hello everyone, this is your favorite potato, and today I'm gonna show you a Cisco CP8851 IP phone. I think they were made in 2016. They are already discontinued. Their last update was like a year ago or so. And what's special about this IP phone is that it talks. It has a text-to-speech. It uses the Festival Voice Flight. It's a big desk phone and it's on a stand. So like it's not laying flat or anything like that. From the left, of course, we have a receiver. A receiver. Then on the top we have a kind of big display. On the left and right we have a vertical row, five buttons on each side, and those are line keys. Below that we have four buttons. They are like soft buttons. The front has some metal parts, but it's mostly plastic. Below the screen we have in the middle a navigation key. It's up, down, left, right, and a big middle button. Below that we have a keypad, so four rows, three buttons in each. Right below the navigation key on the right side we have a red button for ending calls. On the left side we have a back button which let you go back to the previous screen. To the left side of the keypad we have a group of three buttons, so it's like there are two buttons and above that in the middle is one button. The upper button is the messages button, and depending on how it's configured, how the phone is provisioned, you can set it up in the config. If you have the enterprise phone like I do, anyway, you need to have a free PBX and use something called Use Call Manager Proxy. Otherwise, you can't use the phone because you would need a Cisco Call Manager, which you don't have if you buy an enterprise phone. Below the messages key, on the left is the applications key, and on the right is the contacts key or directory. The directory button is not like a phone book. I mean, it's a static phone book, but it's not in the phone. Like, it's a static website which you have to host, like an app. Below those keys is a volume rocker. So like left side is minus, right side is plus. To the right side of the number key, you have also a similar group of three buttons. The top one is hold, so you can put someone on hold. And then below that, the left one is transfer, and the right one is conference. Below that, we have another group of three keys, but now is the other side. So there is two buttons on the top and one in the middle below it. And the upper right button is the speaker, and then the left one is the headset button. You can connect a USB headset or some analog headset, and below that is a mute button, which of course mutes the microphone. On the right side we have one USB-A port, and below that we have a module slot. You can basically attach a module which gives you more line keys which you can use. You can program them to whatever you want, and basically you can combine those modules. So for example, you plug a module in to the slot on the phone, and then you can connect another module on the other end of that module you plugged in. And I don't know how many modules you can connect at once. It's somewhere in the specs, but I don't remember that. Below the receiver is a metal grill, and it's a speaker below it. The speaker is really powerful. I don't know if I will be able to show that, but it's really powerful. When you pick the phone up, of course there is a stand on the back. Below the stand, from the left, there is an Ethernet port and it's power over Ethernet. Next to that, you have a PC slot. So basically you can connect it to the PC for FTP provisioning, or if you have a normal AC adapter, not the PoE, then you connect this one to the router. Then I think is some other port. It looks like RJ11, but I'm not sure. Then you have two slots, RJ9 slots. One is for the receiver and the other one is for the analog headset. Because it's an enterprise phone, you have to do the either FTP or HTTP provisioning. I do it through my VPS server on which I have the FreePBX. In there you have XML files in which you have to set things up. The feature which offers text-to-speech, it's available from the 88XX series app. So it's available in the 8800 series, 8900 series, 9900 series, and 9800 series. It's not available in the 79XX series. The way it works is you press the button once and it tells you what's assigned to that button. It works like that for line keys and soft keys. And to activate a feature, you press it twice. So for example, on the home screen, I will press each of the soft keys.
Redial.
Yeah, the first one is redial.
New call.
Then new call.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Forward all.
And forward all. And you can set those up as you want in the XML file. I didn't do that yet, so it's pretty weird now. So for example, I press forward all, so I have to press it twice.
Forward all calls.
Yeah, and this is the forward all calls. I have to write the number, but I don't want to, so I disconnect.
Call ended. Home screen.
Yeah, and I'm again on the home screen. If you have the phone provisioned correctly, the way you turn on voice feedback, which is the name of that text-to-speech thing, is by triple pressing the middle button. So it's like
voice feedback off.
Yeah.
Voice feedback on, press three times to turn off.
Yeah, so basically that's how it is. I can press the applications key.
Applications, presents, presents.
Yeah, and the first thing we have is the recent calls. And then we use the navigation keys to move for that menu.
Settings.
Settings.
Accessibility. Bluetooth. Accessories. Running applications. Admin settings. Quality report. Help. Phone information. Third calls.
Yeah.
Phone info. Help. Quality report.
Admin settings.
Running access. Bluetooth. Access. Running. Admin. Quality report.
If I press it fast.
Admin settings.
So let's go here. For example, admin settings.
Admin settings. Ethernet setup.
Yeah, Ethernet setup.
Security setup. Status. Oport. Preset settings.
Oport. Yeah, so for example,
status.
Status.
Status. Status messages. Network statistics. Call statistics. Admin settings. Security setup. Security settings. Security mode. Input field. M-O-N-S. Key. C-U-R. Key. Disabled.
Yeah, and here's security.
LSE. Input field. M-O-Key. High. N-S. Key. A-L-L. Key. Key. Disabled. Trust list. 8-0-2-1. X authentication. Backward compatibility with WPA. Off. Admin settings. Security setup. Ethernet setup.
For example, Ethernet setup.
Ethernet setup. IPv4 setup. IPv6 7. MAC address input field C7.
Yeah,
eight,
here is
seven,
my
five, eight,
IP
eight,
address.
Seven, eight, domain name.
I mean MAC address.
MAC domain name input field. Operational LAN IDO input field disabled. And then LAN IDO input field. PC LAN input field disabled. SW port setup auto negotiate. PC port setup auto negotiate. Admin settings, Ethernet setup.
Okay, so let's go back here.
Admin setting, running app accessories, running applications.
Running applications.
Running applications.
You can have your own XML applications. Basically, the phone is running on a Java-based operating system.
Applications, running applications.
But the only type of apps you can have is the browser, static directories, or stuff like that.
Accessories.
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 Here.
Analog headset. One. Accessories. Bluetooth.
You can use Bluetooth to connect to your phone, so you can receive phone calls on the Cisco from your phone. But I haven't tried that yet.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. There's really nothing.
Accessibility. Voice feedback on.
Yeah, you can turn it off here.
Voice speed faster.
And you can set speed if you want, but there is nothing else here.
Applications, accessibility.
The volume of voice feedback is on the same channel as call volumes. So you need to decrease the speaker volume to decrease the voice feedback volume. That's the only way. I think in newer models, they added a separate voice feedback slider in the accessibility. But yeah, here, if you want to increase or decrease the voice feedback, you need to basically start dialing.
Settings.
Yeah, settings.
Settings, wallpaper.
You can choose a wallpaper here.
Select, wallpaper, image, one.
Yeah, there are images.
Settings, wallpaper.
And it will be your desktop wallpaper, basically.
Ringtone, hello.
Here is the ringtone. You can import your own ringtones, which is really cool, but they have to be formatted in a certain way. Other phones use the RAW format. The newer ones use the RWB format, I think.
Brightness, zero.
Here's the display brightness.
Font size, regular.
Font size.
Phone name, CP. Python 8851.
Yeah, here's the phone name.
Call notifications. All calls.
Call notifications.
Headset side done. Fine. Headset ringer. Use phone settings.
Headset ringer.
Arch alert on.
Arch alert. I don't know what that does.
Power save indicator disabled. Scan call list. Applications settings. Presets.
Yeah, so that's basically how it works.
Phone screen.
I can either pick a receiver to switch to the receiver, then I will hear the voice feedback for the receiver, but or I can start dialing just like that.
0 0 1 match.
Yeah, and press the middle button to call.
Phone screen.
Or I can press the speaker button.
New call.
And I can call some extension, for example.
9. 4. On screen.
And there's a hold music. And in the call we have...
Cool.
You can put on hold.
And call.
And call.
Transfer.
Transfer.
Menu 1.
Oh, and there is menu 1, and if you press that, then it will show the next options, basically.
Menu 2. Conference.
So there is conference.
Record.
Record.
Show details.
Show details.
Menu 3.
There is the next menu.
Park.
I don't know. Oh, park. You can park a call. You can mark as spam. Yeah, and that's all. if you press it again,
menu one,
it will move to the menu one. Yeah, so that's how you can put on hold.
Call held. Call resumed.
You can mute.
Mute on. Mute off.
It does those beeps.
Call and
resume. Yeah, so basically, oh, when you aren't on a call with the volume rocker, you adjust the ringtone, volume. Yeah, basically, that's how it works.
New call. Zero. One match.
So if I call again, there will be different hold music because that's how I have it set up. Oh yeah. Yeah, basically, that's my PBX. I have some IVR, but I haven't set up an English one yet. So there is not much to show. Yeah, what you can hear, how good the speaker is in this theme. Really impressive. I mean, it's a conference phone too, because you can connect a camera to it and you can do video conferences. I haven't tried that yet, of course, but yeah, it's possible. Some of the phones from the higher series have built-in cameras, as far as I know. Yeah, soon I'll have another IP phone which talks. It's the HP Poly Edge E350 with Wi-Fi and stuff. I bought it brand new and it will arrive soon, so I can really wait. And I also have an analog line. Use the ATA for turning like some old phone into an IP phone. ATA stands for analog telephone adapter, basically. And it's a small box which has either one or two, depending on how many lines you have. I have two lines in my Cisco one, and those are the RJ11 slots to which you basically connect your analog phones. And there is also the RJ45 slots which you use to connect it to your router, and there is also a power jack. Oh yeah, another hold music here. Yeah, and I can listen to it forever if I wanted to. I can also call external numbers because I have some SIP providers connected to my PBX. So okay, so for example, I will call the hold music container. My SIP provider is under 01, and then I do 001 because I want the United States. So 01 01 0 01 1 match 4 0 8 1 match 7 0 9 1 match 4 3 7 8 1 match 1 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 3 Oh, I
Thank
feel
you for calling the
okay.
hold simulator. Please press 1 to listen to the hold music you're thinking of, or press 2 to hear a random selection. Your call is not important to us.
Okay.
All of our operators are currently not busy. Please remain on the line for the next unavailable representative. We don't appreciate your patience. Press 1 at any time to change the music, or press 0 to return to the main menu.
Yeah, and here you can basically have some random selection. Oh, Avaya from the tape.
Thank you for calling.
Please be assured that your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Oh yeah, there are there be. Yeah, and you can browse like that, basically. Oh yeah, Polly. Speaking of Polly. Link and Skype and whatever. Oh yeah, speaking of fun numbers to call. 01, in my case, 001.
6 4 6 6 4 7 3 5 2 4 Welcome to Hack Manhattan's Teletron 8000. Press 1 for thy dungeon man. Press 2 for get human. Press 3 for A to B. Press 4 for go to bed.
Yeah, basically you can. You have to choose your own adventure.
Welcome to Hack Manhattan's Teletron 8000. Press 1 for thy dungeon man. Press 2 for get human. Press 3 for A to B.
Oh.
Press 4 for go to bed.
It doesn't seem to receive those. Huh, that's weird.
Welcome to Hack Manhattan's Teletron 8000. Press 1
for wanted to try
press
this.
Press 2 for get human. Press 3 for A to B. Press 4 for go to bed.
I have a tone dialer here.
Welcome to Hackman.
Oh yeah, it worked. This is so fun.
Thy dungeon man. You are thy end. You find yourself in yon dungeon. You see a scroll. Behind your scroll is a flask. Obvious exits are north, south, and Dennis. One, look scroll. Two, go north. Three, look flask. Four, get scroll. Five, go Dennis. Six, get flask. Seven, look. Eight, go south. Nine, dance. Star, die. Pound, repeat.
Yeah, let's die.
That wasn't very smart. Your score was 0.
Yeah. I really recommend the Teletron 8000. It's so fun. There are those four choose your own adventures. And what did I use before? It's a tone dialer, something that freakers used to use back in the day. But they also were being used in legitimate ways, because people use them to remotely access their answering machines, as far as I know. And here I have a quite advanced one. I mean, it can't do the 2600 Hz tone, but it has a total of 16 keys, unlike the 12, because you also have A, B, C, and D, which sounds like. Yeah, I bought a used one. I have like three of those. I mean, I have three different ones, but yeah, this one is the best. So it has all the buttons. And if I start dialing, I can dial a number like that by just putting it next to the microphone. Let's dial ABCD, which my PBX won't accept. But
new call 0 on screen.
Oh yeah, it doesn't accept it.
Call ended.
Yeah, so I think that's it. I hope you enjoyed this little, I mean not so little, but a demonstration of a Cisco CP8851 and a tone dialer. Have a nice day or something, I don't know.